The performer and comedian Lenny Bruce once said, "My humor is mostly indictment." And in fact, Bruce's humor earned him many indictments on obscenity charges. Well, today, Lenny Bruce, who died in 1966, was awarded a posthumous pardon by New York Governor George Pataki. The pardon covers Bruce's conviction on a misdemeanor charge of giving obscene performances in 1964. Ronald Collins is co-author of the book The Trials of Lenny Bruce. Earlier this year, he petitioned Governor Pataki to pardon the late performer. Collins recalls the New York City club appearances that got Lenny Bruce in trouble.
In April of 1964, Lenny Bruce had come to New York to perform at the Café Agogo in the Village. And, you know, the heat had been on him in Los Angeles and San Francisco and Illinois for using colorful language, but also saying things that offended people about sex, about religion, about politics, about language. And so Lenny Bruce comes to the Café Agogo in April of 1964 and is arrested not once but twice for word crimes in a club in Greenwich Village for speaking off-color after hours, after midnight, in the Village.
In word crimes, meaning what gets him in trouble ultimately is obscenity.
Yeah, well, quote-unquote obscenity. Really, it was the message. The words were a vehicle. And once he was arrested, the trial lasted, this is a misdemeanor, mind you, lasted an incredible 6 months and involved thousands of pages of trial transcript.
This is a trial before three judges.
Three judges, state judges, misdemeanor case. And his lawyers had done a great job, but toward the end, Lenny thought he was going to go it alone. And so at the very end, he fires them, and he was convicted.
Now, his sentence was 4 months in jail. Did he ever serve that?
He was supposed to be in Rikers. Lenny left town. He was a fugitive, and Lenny Bruce, in 1966, in August, died of an overdose.
Had his case been appealed?
Well, Lenny had, contrary to popular opinion, his case hadn't really formally been appealed since he'd fired his lawyers. He was handling his appeal himself, not a great lawyer. The case was thrown out on procedural grounds. But a couple of years thereafter, the companion case, Howard Solomon, the guy that owned the club, he took his conviction up, and his conviction was reversed by a New York Intermediate Appellate Court and then by the New York High Court, which means had Lenny Bruce perfected his appeal, he too would have been exonerated.
And now, nearly 40 years later, we have this posthumous pardon from Governor Pataki. Yeah. What do you make of that?
Bully for Governor Pataki and good for us. He didn't have to do it. I don't think there was much political mileage in this for him.
Lenny Bruce ends up getting some mileage out of his legal trouble. He ends up working his legal troubles into his routines, and we have some tape of an appearance he made. This has to do with his court appearance in San Francisco, and he replaces the language that's objectionable with something that seems to be able to pass muster. Let's listen to some of that.
Swear the heat in. What'd he say? Your Honor, he said blah, blah, blah. The judge, he said blah, blah, blah. Then the guy really yented it up. That's right. I didn't believe it. There was a guy up on the stage in front of women in a mixed audience saying, blah, blah, blah. The judge. Well, this I never heard. Blah, blah, blah. Said blah, blah, blah. He said blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to lie to you. It's in the minutes. I'm not going to lie to you. All right. The DA. The guy said blah, blah, blah. Look at him. He's smug. He's not going to repent. Then they dug something. They sort of like saying blah, blah, blah. Because they said it a few extra times.
I think in New York, too, in his comedy routines, he ends up spelling the words instead of saying them outright.
Not only that, Lenny Bruce secretly tape-recorded his New York trial, and you couldn't play it on radio today because of some of the blah-blah-blahs that were said by the prosecutor, by the judges, and by Lenny Bruce's lawyers. So, yes, the law was always very much a part of Lenny's life, part of his routines. It's when he brought comedy into the courtroom that he wasn't so successful.
Ronald Collins, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Ronald Collins is co-author of The Trials of Lenny Bruce. New York Governor George Pataki today issued Lenny Bruce a posthumous pardon for his 1964 conviction on obscenity charges.